Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From Mental Flaws, the story says, you know those booby traps from Home Alone?
Yeah.
A doctor is here to tell us how injured the wet bandits Marv and Harry would have been in real life thanks to Kevin McAllister's Yuletide sadism.
All right. They have to be dead.
No, I mean, not in all
of necessarily.
I'm thinking dead. Oh, if they went through all of them, I think they're dead.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair.
I mean, at some point, little Kevin killed a man.
So this doctor basically watched this movie along with the guys from Mental Flaws. No. And then gave his opinion on what exactly the true trauma would be.
Okay.
And I have the top seven here. So number seven, you might remember towards the end of the movie there, the neighbor put a shovel to the back of their head. Done to Harry and Marv by the elderly neighbor. The doctor is not sure how a flimsy aluminum shovel wielded by an old man knocks them out when they survived everything else up to that point.
I think it's all of the trauma, collective trauma. By the time he hit them with the shovel, they're already in bed. That's the pass I'll give the old man.
Not a bad call there. Number six, you may remember, this is probably the one that's going to do the most damage as far as blunt force trauma. You might remember that Kevin McAllister hung a few cans of paint on the banister and then threw them down the stairwell.
And they swung.
Hitting him directly in the face. So it says, when Harry and Marv are hit by paint cans while trying to climb up the stairs, says it would fracture multiple facial bones.
What's a can of paint? Maybe 6 pounds? 5 pounds?
Right around there, yeah.
Yeah, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe knock out teeth and also knock a person out cold. So that's where they're going to get knocked out.
If you swung a can of paint, full can of paint, and somebody hit him in the head.
You know what I want to do now? I want to recreate Home Alone, but with the actual medical conditions of what happens for each movie trip.
Right.
So Joe Pesci's face just explodes. He's laying unconscious at the bottom of the stairs.
Why would the injuries in Home Alone actually be, according to a doctor? Number five, walking barefoot on Christmas tree ornaments. You guys might remember that.
Yeah.
Says this happened to Marv. The doc says that this is pretty insignificant compared to all the other injuries as well. This one just basically sucks.
It just hurts.
It does. And even then, I have never stepped on it, but the ornament is a different material than just your standard glass or even metal.
It's like somewhere between aluminum and glass and plastic.
Right. So it breaks relatively easy. So he should have a few shards in his feet, but nothing that would be horrible, if you know
just
what I mean.
Enough to piss him off to make him want to get the kid a little more.
Exactly. Number four, the blowtorch to the scalp. You guys remember that?
That would not be fun.
Yeah, he hooked up a blowtorch up to the top of the door, pulled a pull string, and it just basically cooked his head. It was great. Harry would likely need a transplant because his skin and bone tissue would be so damaged and rotted, especially since he just stood there and let it burn him for 7 seconds.
He did.
Joe Pesci was great in that scene, but admittedly, when I watched it for the first time in a while last year, I was like, dude, close the door. Get out of the way.
Move.
Right? He just stood there screaming like an idiot. How the injuries in Home Alone would be to the bandits, according to a doctor. Number three, you may remember when they were trying to open the door, Kevin actually put a red-hot rod onto the doorknob, basically cooking it through the other side.
Yeah.
And when Harry grabbed the red-hot doorknob, it burned a living hell like it did. In order for it to glow like it did, the doorknob would have to be 751 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jesus Christ.
To be glowing right off.
Take all the skin off your hand.
Kevin,
that
what
means
are you
there's
doing?
A high risk for infection and scar tissue, limiting the flexibility and movement of the hand. Yeah. That hand's pretty well
and
done.
Your hand.
Right.
Exactly. Especially, yet again, he just stood there holding it and screaming, let go of the damn doorknob. Number two, the iron to the face. This was earlier on, if I remember. The iron falls on Marv's face in the basement. It's a serious enough impact to fracture the bones surrounding the eyes and lead to serious disfigurement and debilitating double vision if not repaired properly. See, I don't think of a just a standard iron weighing that much and being able to gain enough velocity in that fall to actually create that much damage to that skull.
My brother, when we were younger, have you seen like the old antique irons or maybe 1/4 the size?
Oh, yeah.
They're a lot denser, et cetera. My parents had one as a bookend in the kitchen, and on top of the cabinets, they had a couple of cookbooks. My brother climbed up to grab cereal out of the cabinet. Somehow he jarred that thing loose, but it fell point down, and it hit his big toe. And I'd never seen this. I couldn't tell if he was hurt because his mouth was open, and it looked like he was screaming, but literally no sound.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've never seen that before. And then when the sound did show up, it was ear piercing and he was bald.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. When I was younger, we had a little efficiency apartment that my mom and I lived in.
Yeah.
So there was not enough room for pots and pans, so she put them on top of the refrigerator. So she put a cast iron skillet on top of the refrigerator, but it was partially on the door. So when I went to open the door, the cast iron skillet fell on top of my head. My mom said she heard this like dong.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, you just stood there.
And she went to Taco Bell.
And then you reached in and got what you wanted. That's nothing happened. And I was like, really? Oh, I'll be damned. Okay.
And this is the number
concussion
one injury.
Number one. Yeah.
Number one injury in Home Alone that the bandit suffered, according to a doctor, what it would do. The BB gun to the head and groin. That part when Kevin shoots Marv in the groin and Harry in the face, the doc says the shots could break the skin, but it will not penetrate the skull or the scrotum through fabric.
Did he say if it was pellets or BBs?
Right.
Yeah, it looked a little bit metal.
Probably
not going to
go through your clothes, but I'd rather take the BB than the pellet.
I told you, I came out of a room. My buddy shot a BB gun, and it like just hit like my shirt.
Yeah.
And my other friend goes, I told you should have shot him in the head.
Jesus.
Oh. I mean, this was a row house. I mean, they were when I came out of the bathroom, and they were right there.
Anyone shoot you in the head?
Yeah, there have been a few beverages consumed that night.
I see.
Okay. I think without a doubt, the worst trap that was set there was a very quiet one. There wasn't a whole lot of bravado to it, but there was like tar or something like that or sticky substance on the stairs. And then there was one needle that was sticking upward. And he just gently stepped his foot on
right.
it. There was really no pomp and circumstance to that one, but it makes me cringe every time I see it.
Christmas movies are all about messing up feet.
They are, man.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.